Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss Michael Drayton. Now Michael Drayton is considered to be a minor poet, but still he has written few works which are important. The most important work of Michael Drayton is Polyolbion. Okay, Polyolbion. Polyolbion was published in 1612, means during the Jacobean era. And even during the Elizabethan era, means the era preceding to the Jacobean era, he had published important works. One are his body of poems, which are about his beloved named Annie. Jaise ki Edmund Spenser talks about Elizabeth Boyle, his beloved. So here Michael Drayton talks about Annie, who was his beloved. And in his poems, the name that he uses is Idea, I-D-E-A. Matlab, he calls Annie Idea. Okay. And another important aspect of Michael Drayton's poetry is that he was the first English poet to write odes. Odes, O-D-E-S. Odes, you know, in English, in the style used by Horace. And one example of such an ode is the Ballad of Agincourt. The Ballad of Agincourt. This is an ode modeled on Horace. On the odes of Horace. Aur kuch aur Michael Drayton ke bare mein ye important information hai, that his life spans the Elizabethan era as well as the Jacobean era. Matlab ye ki during the Elizabethan era he was there, and even during the Jacobean era he was there. And I'm mentioning this because after the death of Queen Elizabeth I in 1603, when King James I acceded the throne, you know, he tried to win the favor of King James I. Matlab, through flattery and, through praise, taki koi na koi reward mil jaye ya appointment mil jaye sarkari daftar mein. But unfortunately, Michael Drayton was not successful. So because of this, Drayton was disappointed. Aur uske baad ek satire bhi likha unhone, The Owl, okay, which was written in 1604. Now in this satire, what he did was he indirectly, you know, expressed negative attitudes towards the king of that time, James I. That was a dangerous thing to do, but still he did it. And he expressed a kind of nostalgia, matlab ki काश पुराने दिन वापस आ जाते ना, but as it happens that पुराने दिन जो हैं वो कभी वापस आते ही नहीं. So in that way, you know, he was disgruntled as well. He was unhappy with the fact that King James I did not give him some kind of appointment. But after all of this, you know, the most important work of his is Polyolbion. Okay, Polyolbion, which was published in 1612 during the era of King James I. Now, what is this about? What is Polyolbion about? First of all, it is a very voluminous work. Matlab, kafi lengthy hai ye. And it is basically about, you know, it describes the towns and the mountains and the rivers of Britain. Along with that, you know, he describes the beauty of the countryside. After Polyolbion, there are two more long works of Michael Drayton. One is The Baron's Wars, okay, The Baron's Wars, and the other is England's Heroical Epistles, okay, England's Heroical Epistles, which came out in 1597. And The Baron's Wars came out in 1603. And with respect to England's Heroical Epistles, it is basically a series of letters exchanged between famous lovers in English history. So a pair of letters exchanged between famous lovers in English history. And as I said, that it is in the form of an epistle. Epistle hota kya hai vaise? See, the definition of an epistle is, it is a poem or any other literary work in the form of letters or series of letters. Usi ko epistle kehte hain. So ye to naam se hi clear hai ki it is a series of letters. And one more fact you should know. Remember I talked about the Ballad of Agincourt, the ode that is modeled on Horace, right? Now what is this Ballad of Agincourt about? Basically it is about acts of bravery. That is what this is about. Ballad of Agincourt. And this is interesting because the meter that is used in this poem, a similar kind of meter will be used by Alfred Tennyson during the Victorian era. You know, in his famous poem called Charge of the Light Brigade. Okay, Charge of the Light Brigade by Tennyson later on.